Ostrovsky, Leonid. Leonid Ostrovsky was a Ukrainian Jew, interned in the Siretsky camp, 5 kilometers from Kiev. On the 16th of August 1943, he was taken from there to Bobi Yar, a place where tens of thousands of Jews are said to have been shot and buried by the Germans in mass graves in late September 1941, see the entry on Bobi Yar. He was interrogated by the NKGB on the 12th of November 1943, about his alleged experiences at Bobi Yar. Among other things, he stated that he and other slave labor inmates were put in chains some 50 to 60 centimeters long, and had to exhume mass graves and burn the extracted bodies on pyres, built on a stone platform measuring 30 times 40 meters. On an iron grid placed on rails, a layer of wood was placed, then 2 rows of corpses with the heads pointing outwards, and these were then covered with another layer of wood. Such a pyre was 2 to 2.5 meters high, and contained 2,500 to 3,000 bodies. However, this results in 1,250 to 1,500 bodies in 1 row of a pyre that could not have been longer than 40 meters. This means that 31 to 38 bodies were placed on each running meter of the pyre. With 40 centimeters body width and 20 centimeters body height, that layer of bodies would have been up to 3 meters high. Considering that some 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood is required to burn one average human corpse, to burn this many corpses per running meter would have required up to almost 10 metric tons of wood. Fresh wood has a density of roughly 0.9 tons per cubic meter, and when stacked on a pyre, the gaps make up some 40% of the space for air and flames to go through. Therefore, 10 metric tons of wood on a pyre fill a volume of some 15 cubic meters. Assuming a surface of 2 square meters for each running meter of the pyre, this means that the stacked wood alone would have been 7.5 meters high, and the total pyre thus up to 10 meters and more, not 2 to 2.5 meters, as claimed by the witness. Such a huge pyre could have been built only with cranes. Once lit, it inevitably would have burned unevenly, hence would have toppled over, and spilled burning wood and corpses all over the place. Furthermore, placing wood on top of the corpses would have been a complete waste of everything, as most heat would have escaped upwards. Hence, this certainly would not have been done. Ostrovsky asserted that a total of 25 to 30 pyres with 2,500 to 3,000 bodies each were built and burned down, so a total of some 62,500 to 90,000 victims. The initial number of 100 slave labor inmates was increased to 321, quote, at the beginning of September, unquote. Cremating an average human body during open-air incinerations requires some 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood. Cremating 62,500 bodies thus requires some 15,625 metric tons of wood. This would have required the felling of all trees growing in a 50-year-old spruce forest, covering almost 35 hectares of land, or some 78 American football fields. An average prisoner is rated at being able to cut some 0.63 metric tons of fresh wood per workday. To cut this amount of wood within 5 weeks, 35 days, that this operation supposedly lasted, would have required a workforce of some 700 dedicated lumberjacks just to cut the wood. Ostrovsky claims that his unit initially consisted only of 100, then of 321 inmates, all busy digging out mass graves, extracting bodies, building pyres, and according to other testimonies also sifting through ashes, scattering the ashes and refilling the graves with soil. Ostrovsky says nothing about where the firewood came from. For more details, see the entry on Bobi Yar, as well as Matonio 2022c, pages 530 and following, and 550 to 563.